trying to be like Jesus Christ. And blessed are all the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 9. Being a Peacemaker by Kiera Cook. One Sunday on the way out of church, my 4-year-old brother, Wesley, gave me a piece of gum he had been given. In return, I gave him a chocolate candy I had. When my 6-year-old brother, Cortland, found out, he was very sad. He said no one ever gave him treats at church. Wesley asked if I would sit by him in the car. On the way home, I asked about his lesson. He said that it was about being a peacemaker. "What's a peacemaker?" I asked, trying to get him to tell me about his lesson. He told me a story of an example of a peacemaker. He was quiet for a minute. Then he said, "Kiera, I don't really want your candy." Surprised, I asked, "Why not?" "I mean, I do want it. But is it okay if I give it to Cortland?" "Sure. Do you want your piece of gum back?" "No, you can have it." "Okay," I tapped Cortland on the back. "Wesley said you could have the candy." I handed it to him. He said, "Thanks," and ate it. We were all smiling. I'm grateful to have such good examples for brothers. I know that if a 4-year-old child can be a peacemaker, I can too. From now on, I'm going to be a peacemaker in my home. Kiera Cook, age 9, with her brothers Wesley and Cortland from the Mountain View Ward, Spanish Fork, Utah Stake. Pray always and be believing. Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24. Prayer and faith go hand in hand by Brad Stoker. My sister had to give an important talk in seminary. She spent 2 hours working on it on the computer. Then she started working on something else on the computer. When she went back to print out the talk, it had been deleted from the computer. This happened at 10 p.m., and I was in bed asleep. She and Mom woke up my older brother and asked for his help. They even called Dad, who was in North Carolina for the week. Neither my brother nor Dad could help get the talk back. They all went to bed upset and discouraged. In the morning, Mom told me about the talk being deleted. I asked, "Did you pray about it?" Mom said that they hadn't done that. When I went upstairs to get ready for school, a part of a scripture, Moroni chapter 10, verse 4, came to my mind. "If ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ." I thought, well, I think I have a sincere heart and really want my sister to have her talk back, and I have faith in Christ. So I decided to pray as the scripture told me. When I came home from school, Mom met me at the door and told me that when she got on the computer to work on her scout committee records, the talk came up on the screen. She printed it out immediately for my sister, who did a good job when she gave the talk. We all learned from that experience how important it is to have faith and to pray and ask Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for all things that we need help with. Brad Stoker, age 11, Clinton 13th Ward, Clinton, Utah Stake. What does the Father ask of us? Live like His Son. Help others on their way. Children's Songbook, page 35. Patrol. To be a patrol at Haley School, you must be responsible and be on the honor roll lots of times. A patrol does many things. Helps the janitor clean up after lunch. Helps other children when they need it. Helps them to be safe. Stays with and comforts them when they're hurt until other help can come. Tries to stop them from hurting each other. Is a good example. Helps the kindergartners get to their classes and gets along with classmates. Haley said that her school is pretty safe, but that patrols were taught what to do in unsafe situations. She said that she felt very good when she helped other people. When asked if she felt like she was trying to be like Jesus Christ when she was a patrol, she said, because the Savior would help someone even if I was an enemy and try to make him feel better. And he was an example to other people who didn't believe that he was the Savior, and he healed people like if they were blind. Haley Bridge, age 10, Chicago Heights, Illinois Ward, Valparaiso, Indiana, Stake. End of the section. Trying to be like Jesus Christ. Lucy's Prayer.